Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, and now Matt Lauer and Garrison Keillor. The entertainment industry is currently embroiled in ongoing sex scandals that have the news media, Twitter, and morbid curiosities churning. Nearly 100 years ago, the film industry endured a series of equally shocking scandals that eventually resulted in a code of conduct for on-screen and off. But would the solutions then help Hollywood now? Laura Kennedy has more with GLT's Culture Maven.
There's plenty of talk right now of scandal in Hollywood, with the famous and the powerful being exposed as sexual predators. But years ago, before movies could even talk, there were other scandals that drew the white-hot glare of public scrutiny and forced the film industry to make some changes to ensure its own survival. In 1921, popular comedian Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle was accused of rape and manslaughter in the death of starlet Virginia Rappe. In 1922, renowned director William Desmond Taylor was murdered. The killer was never found. And in 1923, matinee idol Wallace Reid died while in a sanitarium trying to kick his addiction to morphine. These three scandals and more sparked condemnation from religious, civic, and political groups who demanded the film industry clean up its act. Sherry Zeck is the interim dean of Illinois State University's Milner Library and GLT's Culture Maven. She says this type of notoriety was not what Hollywood studios wanted, so they instituted a kind of self-censorship known as the Hays Code.
Hollywood had an interest in shaping up, but there were other things going on too. There was Ladies Temperance League and other movements to clean up the movies themselves. So these real life scandals added fuel to the fire that was already making smoke. See, I'm trying to stick with my metaphor here, was already making smoke to change the content of the films. And really, the Hays Code was much more a preemptive strike against impending government censorship, really. The scandals of the 20s and other issues helped the studios tamp down on their talent, over whom they had, by the 1930s anyway, pretty close to absolute control anyway, in terms of their careers. And so there was much more concerted effort to protect and cultivate certain images for the stars by the 1930s. The scandals of the 20s were one part of that, but it was also just plain business that stars and their lives were of interest to the public. And so the best way to keep the public coming back was to keep those stars and their public lives a curated spectacle and not real life, as it were.
So that was Hollywood back then. Hollywood mm-hmm. was the studio system back then. We had these handful of studios that had strict control over their actors, over their employees,
right.
And hopefully, they thought, over the message. Now, Hollywood's a whole different landscape. It's a more of a wide-open town.
Mm-hmm.
And you get somebody like Harvey Weinstein, who went rogue with his behavior for years upon years upon years. And we have Weinstein and other people like Brett Ratner. We're hearing all these terrible stories about these Hollywood players. Is this a blip in history, or is this another chance where Hollywood's going to look at itself and say, you know what? Maybe we need to change things.
Well, first of all, Hollywood isn't a thing the way it was 50, 60 years ago. 50, my God, it's not 50 anymore. 70 years ago. Hollywood isn't a thing. It's not a unified entity. There's not the same kind of control. Weinstein, remember, he was the outsider, right? He was the leader of the independents.
Yeah.
25, 30 years ago. And now he's one of the most powerful leaders of one of the most powerful organizations, or was anyway. Now that he's been deposed, that's not so true. But the old joke about the casting couch, that came from somewhere. That didn't just appear in the last 2 weeks. That didn't just appear even in the last 20 years. That's been a stereotype for a very long time, and that comes from somewhere. So I think what's coming to light is our practices that are pervasive in the industry.
Changes are afoot at the embattled Weinstein Company. The woman who led the U.S. Small Business Administration under President Obama has submitted a bid to acquire the film studio. Maria Contreras-Sweet leads a group of investors with female leaders from private equity, venture capital, and Hollywood. And one aspect of the bid is getting a great deal of attention. It proposes to install a majority female board of directors with Contreras-Sweet as the chairman. You're listening to Sound Ideas.